Thank you.
We are to 24, South Dakota Youth Learning Wildlife Conservation with Kanaya.
Kanaya Medke, Division Staff Specialist of Education and R3 Coordinator. I'd like to tell you a little bit about the Youth Conservation Grant. Commissioner Jensen brought to our attention a program that is taking place in Wyoming. And what's interesting is the Wyoming Wildlife Foundation grants out about $50,000 annually to youth that are engaged in conservation in their state. It's completely separate from their Game and Fish Agency. And the Wildlife Foundation only engages school-age students, so K through 12. But they award students who are pursuing projects that address things like wildlife conservation, land access, biodiversity, citizen science, so on and so forth. And the program itself encourages partnership, lasting impacts, and the projects that have statewide scope. So the students who are awarded money, and there are about 11 each year now that they advertise more broadly, they initially receive the money, they do the project within 1 year, and then they submit a final report. It's a pretty simple, straightforward process. And so some of the organizations that have received these types of funds in the past are things like 4-H, school groups, scouts, FFA, Wildlife Federation youth programs, so on and so forth. And so we dug in a little bit deeper on the program and started taking a look at how this could potentially fit into some of our R3 initiatives. And as you're all aware, our main focus has shifted away from youth in isolation to make sure that we're engaging whole families so that those activities become long-term lifestyle choices. And so moving forward into 2021, the education team would like to see how we could pursue a program like this and adapt it so that we can still meet the needs of our R3 initiatives to make sure that we're engaging whole families. We're going to continue to do further research in conjunction with Kate Smith from Wyoming to see what the logistics for something like this would be and how we could fit it into our education and outreach plan for 2021. And so with that, I'd be happy to take any questions that you have or discuss it further.
Thanks, Tanaya. It seemed to me as a good project to at least consider, because you might reach a different group of kids whose focus might be a little different, but we could engage them in conservation through science, maybe as opposed to hunting and fishing, and one thing might lead to another. And I know I made 4 calls in Rapid City to friends about this program, and you know, I had $10,000 volunteered to throw into the kitty to help with prizes or whatever you want to call them. And so I hope you can find a way to follow up, because I think it will be another good approach to take. So thank you for doing that. Any questions?
I completely agree. Reaching a broader audience is something that is of high importance to the department. And I think this is a unique opportunity to engage people in conservation awareness. There have been a few people I've engaged with just in the last few months, young people with great ideas about how they could benefit wildlife, where there isn't funding currently available for some of these projects. And so I think there could be an avenue for us to pursue this project, and I appreciate your interest.
Anybody else have any thoughts or questions or comments? Or not, then we're to the resolution.